PAC of nuclear physics about this about this activity. So this is outline of my talk. I remind you what is University Central Joint Institute, what is our staff, and what are our main activities, and conclude with information about our budget. So what is the University Center? So this is a special subdivision of Joint Institute, which was founded last century, 91, to support all the educational and training initiative at, in our laboratories. So we organize different type of practices, and I'm going to explain you what kind of practices we organize. We organize international school. We support stay of students and PhD students from member states, universities in our institute. We organize outreach programs for school students and teachers. And recently we started to organize training programs for engineers. And I'm going to talk more about this. So we, during this reporting period, during last 5 years, we are working under first priority team, which is called, which is written here. And the main objective is to support the continuity of generation of gene scientific personnel. So University Center is divided into several departments, and the main department is this, which is the members of staff of this department responsible for organization all these training programs. But we also have two small departments, one department headed by Professor Yuri Panibratsov, and this department develop modern educational programs based on the modern IT technologies, create online courses. In particular, they already finished the courses by Professor Yuri Panibrats, Yuri Penyanshkevich. And these courses can be used by our colleagues in partner universities in member states to train modern nuclear physics to try to solve the very challenging problem to bring new knowledge, new modern knowledge in physics to the educational programs. We also, by decision of Committee of Plenipotentiary 5 years ago, we organized small subdivision which we called Scientific Engineering Group of University Center, which is responsible for developing training program for engineers. So the place where the students can practice in real equipment used in modern nuclear physics experiment. And also we have a lot of students as our staff, but this is mainly to support the students and postgraduates who came to us to to have legal possibility to give them financial support from our laboratories. So training of students at Joint Institute organized in the form of different type practices, but also we have training courses, regular academic courses in our at our gene-based department of our universities, and all our real educational activity is realized through joint project with our partner university, which are listed here. And we have students who spent their graduation here at Joint Institute simultaneously doing doing their educational program and doing some research in our scientific groups to prepare their qualification works. Recently, by decision of Russian government, we got permission to give our own diploma of PhD diploma or Doctor of Science diploma, and we are I mean, not university center, but the whole institute, the all directorate of all laboratories, together with directorate of the institute, developing now the system which is should be developed and, until this date, until September next year. And after this date, we will have possibility to give this junior diploma to the people who will pass defenses in at our dissertation councils. But for young people who wish to prepare their PhDs here in laboratories, we have special system. Which is called the attachment of degree seekers to Joint Institute, and since 2015 we already have 28 people who started to be attached to the Joint Institute, and five people from them already finished this and continue their work to complete their thesis and to present their thesis in dissertation councils of our institute. We help those people, those degree seekers, to pass PhD exams. These exams by law, which is now installed in Russia Federation, law of education, these exams can be organized only in the educational organizations which has accreditation program in PhD studies. So since we do not have such, we are not educational organization, we cannot organize such exams, but these exams can be organized in our partner universities or partner scientific organizations, and there is a number of exams which already passed by our degree seekers, and the system works perfectly. Just I was missed the opening of this PEC because I was part of the commission to for the PhD exams for the students for the PhD students at the Laboratory of Theoretical Physics. Okay. So now a few words about the practices which we organize for Joint Institute. Starting from 2004, we organize so-called international student practice, which is divided in three stages. Right now, this week, we conclude the first stage of this practice for the group of 17 students from South Africa. On Friday, we will have final workshop where they present the result of their practice. Then in July we organize practice for the students from European member states, and in September we will have practice for the students from these countries. Altogether, since 2004, more than 1,400 students participate in these practices, and for many of them, this was the starting point to of their collaborations with our institute. So this is very good program. It is supported by the grants of plenipotentiaries or special programs from the associated member states. Not all countries use this program. Not all countries send the students, but we propose to all member states to use this opportunity to show their students our institute. This diagram shows how many students from different countries participate. Of course, most of them are from countries like Poland, from South Africa as well, from Egypt, but even countries like Cuba, they also try to send at least one or two students to participate in these programs. Beside the international student program practice, which is organized by using support of plenipotentiaries or associated countries, we organize different program for the summer practices, which we call summer student program, and we organize in the form similar to CERN summer school. When students write the applications, at this designated web page, which is written here. Then our scientists select from this application the summer students, and since 2014, when the program was initiated, we already have 191 participants of this program, and this program is, since we select the students, the budget of the institute pay for all the cost for the participation of the selected of the selected students. Again, this is my this is distribution of countries, and Russian students also participate in these competitions, and it is clear why the half of the students are from Russia, because Russia is the biggest member states of the joint institute, and every year starting, so we started 2014 with quite modest number of applications, but now we last 3 years, we each year we got about 200 applications, and among of them, one quarter or one fifth part of these applications are considered successful and are selected to be invited. Such applicants are invited to for the summer period to joint institute, and again. We cover all the expenses, including travel, including accommodations and per diem money, just to give possibility for students to start their scientific relations with our institute. And by the rules which were installed in 2014, each student has only one chance to participate in this program. It's the same as at CERN. So if the students spend here 2 months and was unable to install contacts to be invited to our institute by some other ways, then he cannot apply again to use the same program. Okay. Besides works with the students, besides the practice for the students, we organize the special programs together with CERN for school teachers, and we call these programs scientific school for school teachers from JIN member states. The working language of these programs is Russian, and this program is organized in end of June in Joint Institute and beginning of November at the European Organization for Nuclear Research. And the main task of this program is to bring modern science through teachers to the school audience to prepare the new generation of students who will be interested to do science in the future. So there are some statistics how many students from which countries participate in this program at Joint Institute and in CERN, about 300 people visited already us and CERN. And there is of course intersection between these numbers of people, but not complete. So in Joint Institute we also invite students, teachers with their most motivated students to organize special program for them. We also participate in propaganda of science in different places, like Festival of Science organized by Moscow State University. We organize many visits of school delegation and student delegations to our laboratories. Up to this period, during these 6 months of 2018, we already organized such visits for 600 people. The program, the department of University Center, which I already explained to you, headed by Professor Panibratsov, is responsible to create this modern educational programs, which are placed in this special place, edu.genrad.ru, where you can find the lectures, for example, like Professor Pianyashkevich lectures, where you can find the special lesson on NICA project prepared by demand on Ministry of Education of Russian Federation to be shown in schools, in all schools of Russian Federations, but this lesson also translated in English and can be shown in member states as well. We organize engineering training in different directions of engineering necessary to build modern physical facilities like vacuum, RF technology, magnets, etc. And we develop in this program. And this program basically develop around a small electronic accelerator, which is now becomes the some facility of Zhelepov Laboratory of Nuclear Problems. And this Belarusian students, they are on this picture, works with special beams, which we call student beams, where students can touch everything in this beam, assemble, disassemble, etc. And this is real place where students can practice their skills in techniques in engineering. So again, this is the picture of this machine. And final, my final slide about university center budget. So you see that during the last 5 years we have quite a big increase of our budget, because the at 2016 by a request of Directorate of Joint Institute the budget of Association of Young Scientists and Specialists of Joint Institute, where this budget were included in our budget, and the main part of this budget is grants to support young junior staff members, and there is the size in rubles of this month's payment to the people who were selected by special rules in quite high competitions. And so this increase, now our budget cover all these expenses spent by the administration of the institute to support young people at Joint Institute. And just to conclude, as I already told, my report was presented also in the previous PAC on June 14 on condensed matter physics, and we got the recommendations which is written here, and we ask to support the opening of new team which is called Organization Support and Development of Junior Human Resource Program, and main reasons for that we try to avoid in the name of our team the word education, because we are not educational organization. So we all, as I already told, we all our educational programs we can realize only through our partners universities. So we decided to change the title. It was this decision was supported by our director, and I hope you also support this decision of PAC on condensed matter physics. So this is my final slide. Thank you for your attention.
Thank you. So as you probably noticed in the most recent version of the program, this is the talk was presented for information to to this pack, as we have already the resolution of another pack. As you, maybe you can show the last slides,
then,
that it will be clear for all pack members. Yeah. So this is for information, but of course you are welcome to ask additional questions and remarks. Mm.
My question is about the publication of proceedings, lecture notes, or of the meetings, the schools. Are they published?
Yes, we
are they published in English?
I did not report in this. We have special series of kind of tutorials, which is published by University Center in our publishing department of Joint Institute, which is based on the lecture courses given by our scientists at departments of our partner universities. And sometimes we publish these courses in English. For example, the courses given by director of Bogolyubov Laboratory of Theoretical Physics, Dmitry Kazakov, on quantum field theory is published in English. So it depends on the author of these courses. If he wished to publish in English, we can do this.
Other questions? Maybe a short remark that the title of the new team, it's slightly maybe misleading, because what I understood, you are not dealing with the total of human resources of GNR.
Yes.
So it's only a part. I mean, and then young researchers.
Maybe the analog of these words is training. I mean, gene training program. But we just wanted to make it more in Russian equivalent. It is exactly a program of training of staff. So this kind like this.
No other comments? Okay, let's thank you again.
Yeah.
And we'll go to the next topic. This is the status of the factor of super heavy elements and the quality control system for construction of the DC-280 cyclotron by Igor Kovagin.
Good day. My report devoted to status of the factory of super heavy elements and the quality control system for construction of the DC-280 cyclotron. In the plan of our laboratory, you can see building of factory of the super heavy element. The goals of the factory creation are experiments at extremely low cross sections, such as synthesis of new super heavy elements, synthesis of new isotopes of the elements, study of decay properties of the elements, and also experiments requiring high statistics, such as nuclear spectroscopy of the elements, study of chemical properties of the elements. The one of aims of the factory creation is the creation stay-alone building for super heavy element factory, creation of the new high current cyclotron DC-280, and new facilities such as gas field separator. DC-200 cyclotron provides ion beams with energies from 4 to 8 MeV per nucleon, with in respect maximal intensity for calcium 48, 1.2 times 10 to 14 ions per second. the main parameters of the cyclotron are energy from 4 to 8, and K factor to 180. Maximal magnetic field is 1.3 Tesla. Magnet weight is 1,000 tons. Magnet power is 300 kilowatts. Now, main systems of the cyclotron assembled, and we carry out autonomous launching and tuning works, or LT works. In the picture, you can see configuration of the cyclotron. We tested the main magnet in the period of magnetic measurements, and during L2 works we tested power supply of the magnet in different regions, and we removed bugs in the program of operation of controller of this power supply. Injection system assembled. We tested water cooling, pneumatic system, also power supplies. We also tested vacuum pumping system and received average vacuum in the injection line of 1.3 × 10⁻⁷ torr is close to required. All pumps operated in standby regimes, not in maximal, and we hope to have 10⁻⁷ torr in the future. The next step was testing of ISR source with high voltage, at voltage of, we tested it with voltage 20 kilovolts without breakdowns. And also we tested electrostatic deflector at voltage plus minus 15 kilovolts. And tested platform itself at voltage up to 70 kilovolts. We didn't observe breakdowns or corona discharges. And now we think that the platform ready for operation. We tested the platform together with water cooling and pneumatic and also fiber optics systems. We all found that bugs in programs, in software, and some problems in hardware will be removed to beginning of complex L2 works in September. Magnet trimming coils were tested in the period of magnetic measurements. During L2 works, we checked the magnetic field directions between the trimming coils and tested control programs, also tested power supplies. And now trimming coils system ready for operation. REV system of the cyclotron consists of two main resonators with Ds and two flat top resonators with Ds. We assembled the system. In the period of assembling, we spent extra time for installation of platings of anti-Ds. Because the platings have new design and they fastened to the forward transducer of resonator, and we spent extra time for installation of the system and afraid to damage radial trimming coils. But now the system is ready, and we carry out cold measurements with the resonators. REV generators tested and ready for operation. Now we are preparing for testing of the REV system with vacuum in the vacuum chamber. Beam extraction system consists of electrostatic deflector and focusing magnetic channel. We assembled magnetic channel and adjusted motor drives of the channel, and now the channel installed at the vacuum chamber. The deflector was assembled in a used simple clean room, because we have a lot of dust in the cyclotron hall. And now we are preparing for testing of the deflector on air with voltage equal to 1/3 part of maximal. Maximal is 90 kilovolts. After the testing, we will install deflector in the vacuum chamber and we'll test it in with vacuum in the chamber with maximal voltage. Radial current probes installed, adjusted, and we tested software. Flat top systems assembled, and now we carry out cold measurements of the resonators and try to understand some problems. extraction channels and beam transport channels, system assembled, and now we are preparing for LT works. Control and power supply systems installed, and we use the systems for LT works, water cooling system installed and in operation, and we use the system for the LT works. Also, we already have a control room, and our specialists carry out debugging of control programs. In the plan of the first floor of the factory, you can see yellow is a cyclotron hall. Our builders filled assembling doors by concrete bricks already. And now are filling the assembling gate by concrete. And we hope we will have low dust in the hall. Radiation safety system is being assembled by builders, and we are waiting for launch and testing work with the system. The building has three experimental halls. In the middle hall, we assemble gas field separator. The new gas field separator designed by Sigma Phi firm, and the peculiarity of the separator is high transmission of reaction products. Here you can see arrangement of the separator in the hall. We will continue the beam line by installing two quadrupole duplets, and the magnet and quadrupoles of the separator already assembled by firm 100 tons under supervising of Sigma Phi specialists. Also, we installed power supplies for the separator in this, on the second floor of the building. Now plans is commissioning of the separator in September, obtaining licenses and permits in November, and carrying out first experiments in November, December. Quality control system. The C280 cyclotron was constructed in compliance with the quality assurance system under Russian standard GOS ISO 9001 that corresponds to international standard. The system defines project structure management, types of official documents, procedures of their preparation, processing, storage, and classification, and also stages of project implementation. the project structure management defines project supervisor who leads by heads and supervisors of of services and such as head of project funding and administration, radiation safety supervisor, science and technology head, chief of communication with chief engineer, chief designer of the factory building, and head of design and engineering works. Science and technology head leads by a group of organization and technical group, also leads by leaders of 12 SEMAS. And a group of calculation and mathematical modeling. Head of design and engineering, responsible for design of accelerator units and system, accelerator configuration, equipment spacing, layout inside the facility under construction, and technical product support. The structure of documentation catalog is here. Documents, issued documents, such as instruction, for example, quality instruction, orders, letters, minutes of meetings, and technical assignments, technical reports, collected in catalog. We have paper, files, and also electronic catalog. The catalog consists of financial documentation that classifies in register, also documents issued by project supervisors, heads of supporting services, classified in register. Two, it's letters, quality standard compliance instructions, minutes of meetings. And the third part is technical documentation on project themes. The part filled by documents issued by SEMA leaders is technical assignments, input data, technical reports, and also document registered. Here you can see our electronic catalog, the catalog accessible through internet with using login and password. Catalog consists of general documentation of SEMAS, and documentation on building. Example of documents as technical assignment, for example, instruction of quality system. The document signed by project supervisor or his deputy, author by author of the document, and coordinated with SEMA leaders if it's necessary. Stages of project implementation consists of carrying out calculations and mathematical modeling of potential, analyzing of potential engineering proposals, creation of prototypes, configuration of cyclotron complex and equipment spacing layout in the building. Also, we prepare engineering specification for the manufacturer of products and systems, and define requirements for quality assurance and product acceptance. Develop programs and test protocols, also a kind of passport for products and systems. In the period, we study possibility of manufacturer to provide on-site quality assurance, post-process quality check monitoring by his department of technical monitoring, certificate proceedings, and current online process quality control. The next step is acceptance inspection of manufactured products and system by our representatives with participating in preparing protocols and acts. After production products is in our laboratory already, we carry out incoming inspection of the products prior to their installation at the laboratory. In the period, our staff members carry out testing of products and allied equipment in conditions that correspond to real ones under which current facilities will be operated if it's necessary. Then we develop program of autonomous LT works for assembled systems, including test programs for installed equipment. The next step is carrying out autonomous LT works without ion acceleration and developing complex program of complex LT works. Then project documentations together with acts of autonomous LT works and other documents on building sent to the Federal Medical and Biological Agency of Russia, FMBA. FMBA expert analyzed documents and gives us conclusion certificate for the cyclotron and gives permission for complex LT works. We will carry out complex LT works and during the works, FMBA representatives will carry out dosimetry measurements, sanitary and epidemiological studies of rooms and other holes. The next is DC-280 cyclotron complex operability certificate will be issued. And if FMBA will give us sanitary and epidemiological conclusion on the cyclotron. And the last document is act of commissioning of the cyclotron. Now we have a document named plan of action for proceeding necessary documents to obtain permission from FMBA on operation with the cyclotron. The document coordinated with FMBA represents. Yes. Okay. Here you can see our acts and protocols and certifiers. We have a lot of documents. And here an example of document is passport of steering magnet made in Romania in nuclear vacuum. In the table, you can see projected parameters of the device and measured values. Measured values corresponds to projected parameters. And here, stamp of their Department of Technical Support certification and also guarantee obligations. Conclusion. Autonomous LT works of all the cyclotron systems are being carried out. The gas field separator is being assembled. Documents for obtaining the FMBI permission on complex LT works with acceleration of testing ions are being prepared. All products and systems for the super heavy element factory were designed and manufactured in compliance with the quality assurance system. Thanks for your attention.
Thank you very much. Questions? Yes, gentlemen.
Thank you for the presentation and the very
well laid out details of the various complex elements that come to this project. You mentioned that some of the components are made outside the lab, like there's one in Romania. And the question I want to ask is, because this, you've got 12 themes that have got high level of dependency on each other, from the iron source to the commissioning, what do you think are the potential risks to this complex problem that can cause a delay, and how do you manage that?
You mean if something will be wrong with...
Because you've got all these dependent components, one delay in another can influence your realization of the project milestones, which is the end of November. So therefore, you know, especially at the end of the completion, when all these components have to come together, as you know, these projects, there could be milestone dependencies.
It's a really serious problem. If we find some problems, we try to overcome the problems as fast as possible. Of course, we have guarantees from producers, and it's possible to send them broken equipment, for example. But as a rule, we decide the problems together with producers, with their representatives in our laboratory. And that is the fastest way, if it's possible, to decide it by this way. And then, we, of course, if you have some delays with system, of course, we have delay with all project. And this is a bit obvious. But that's life.
Yes. Other questions? Of course. Yes, and we have.
Real magnetic induction is far from project value. Is better or is bad? Real magnetic induction is far from the project value.
What do you mean?
I see this in your... No? Okay.
The main magnet, not worse than projected, and of course the maximal induction depends on quality of iron, and in this case we receive 1.3 Tesla of maximal field, and that's, the field is enough for our experiments. Also, we can change the charge of ions. You see, receive higher energy.
Sigurd, please, next question.
Yeah, for me it looks that you have this implementation of the cyclotron well under control, and so you can have the beam very soon. But the next step is the implementation of the experiment and the target system. And I know that you are planning to use very radioactive targets, and this needs then another step in the bureaucracy. And is this already planned? And who takes care of this part in order to run then real experiments?
Yes, we have special halls of first class for the experiments. And I think our physics prepare all necessary documents for FMBA to receive permissions. And maybe I'll address the question to our physics. It will be much more understandable.
We have now concerning this question about the radiation safety. We are in permanent contact with a special institute of medical biological problems and with the agency, supervising agency. And I think I don't see here any special problems. It's not more difficult than to have a permission to start the accelerator at such a high activity. And you know, according to the project, all the experimental halls and special rooms are designed according to requirements of the class 2 of radiation safety. So I don't see any special problems. I don't see that no problems at all, but it's in parallel with the accelerator.
But could you say when the documents will be prepared, sent to the authorities, and when do you expect the licensing for this particular part of the factory? So that means separator and target system.
I hope in November we get permission to start with the accelerator in the testing regime. And this will allow us to work, I hope, approximately 2 years to get the experience to perform measurements concerning the beam dose, the radiation doses at different positions, testing and adjusting the system of radiation safety, automatic control of the radiation situation. And I think the final permission will be ready approximately in 2 years. But it doesn't disturb our plans to start to work.
Okay.
Yes, one more question. From time to time, it will be necessary to change the ion source. I guess you will work with this MIVOC ion source, so you have a gas system.
MIVOC.
So it is not very often necessary, but it runs continuously. But from time to time, you have to enter the cyclotron hall. How, from your experience with the U400 cyclotron, how quickly can you enter the cyclotron hall when you switch off the cyclotron and there is still radioactivity, especially at this high level of beam intensity?
For U400 cyclotron, we have lower intensities in tens, approximately. 10 times, and we can operate with some elements of the cyclotron after 1 day of cooling of system radiation. Mm-hmm. And for condition with ion source, for change ion, we can use different types of ions. Some ions we produce from gases, some ions from MIVOC system, and we also can use ovum for solid materials like calcium phosphate, for example. And so much more.
Yeah, additional comments? You want to comment on this? No?
What?
That's fine. No, this is, I'm asking if Sergei. Okay, I have several questions. One, the last time we identified, you identified that licensing was more or less on the critical path. In order, this was the critical path. That means this was the condition to start the testing and the experiments. What's the situation today? So what's on the critical path among the subsystems which you mentioned? And I understand that in any projects one might have problems. So if you can mention what is on the both on the critical paths and eventually problems which have to be solved before the tests.
Last question, please.
So. On one side, either any problems, on the other side, what's on the critical path? That means, you know, what's the date of some actions which are limiting the date of the commissioning?
Now the critical, one of the critical point, path is the safety system of building. Without safety system, we can start operating with.
Sorry. Sorry, colleague. The license still be the main problem for this project. Why? Only my colleague said you about the FMBA and the radiation safety license. It's one. But first of all, we need to receive the approval of our Rostechnadzor for building. This is the critical point for us because we're not responsible for engineering system of this building. It's not cyclotron. Yes, and we have, it's not we. Today, the head of the special department of our institute discussed this problem with in Moscow. What the requirements of this, the government office, in order to give us the license. It's nobody know really today. This is the main problem. Yes, but we start this work and we expect that in the, during the June, July, the all the civil construction work will be finished, and we invite the inspector of the Rostechnadzor that in order to have the license for building. Only after that we can invite the people from FMBA to look the cyclotron, separator, and so on. But before that, it's not possible. Yeah, I hope you know this problem in Ganil.
And all projects, they know this problem. Yeah?
The same problem.
Of course.
Similar problem.
Yeah. Yes.
So on the technical side, this what was asked by the PAC for the quality control, its general scheme is very nicely presented, and you have done very nice work on this. But the quality control, in principle, allows to see the difference between the initial specifications, initial parameters, design parameters, and what was really achieved after manufacturing. So are there any differences in the cyclotron subsystems between the design values and the values which were measured?
As a rule, if we observe serious differences, we try to decide the problem with producer, why it's happened. And finally, we try to make coincidence of the parameters measured. And in other cases, it's not possible to assemble, for example, some parts. If something will be wrong, we had such problems with resonator, for example, but we decided this resonator transducer for one. And also sometimes we have problems with elements which operates in vacuum when we observe extra outgassing rate from the surfaces of the elements. And we try to change to decide how to change materials of the elements to decrease the value of outgassing. And finally, all elements correspond to our requirements. Correspond to our requirements.
Okay. What maybe was missing in the presentation, it was the overall schedule of the project. This is something, just one slide with the schedule of the project, with the main, I know this, you have it very detailed of subsystems and so on, but of course it should be condensed and to showing where you are with respect to the initial schedule, where you want to finish. Maybe you have this, if not, I think it would be nice to add and to know before.
We are here, and we plan to finish, to receive permission in November.
This is not the schedule, these are the design, these are the goals of the project, it's not the same.
But we show many schedules, and the real situation is a bit different. The significant part is starting complex LT works with acceleration of testing ions. That's very significant. If we will start, we will receive permission.
Okay, so if you understand what was also required by the Scientific Council will be fulfilled, so with the first experiments before the end of the year. This is in the resolution of the Scientific Council, also in our recommendations, of course. Okay. Thank you. Any other questions? No? Thank you. And the lunch. Yes, lunchtime. So, we'll start the following meeting at 3:00.